Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Today we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Dear listeners, Professor Naqvi is a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, and we have had this pleasure to have him in the studio. We, in this program, discuss your problems, questions related to the Islamic upbringing and different topics which have a very great deal with the Islamic upbringing of children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad and his family, may peace be upon them. Well, Professor, in our previous episode, you said that love is not something that you only see the good part of the story, but there's also some bad part of the story. Don't you think the children who grow up with the concept that love is all to be on cloud nine and love is all to be, seeing good of the other person always, and then when they get into a relationship, when they get into a married relationship, they actually face serious problems when they actually see other part of the partner as well. Do you think this problem mostly exists with the children who have not been actually brought up the way? Understanding love includes all. As you said in previous episode, that Allah sees everything and still He loves us.
Yes, very so, because most of the times when we enter into a relationship with the opposite sex, especially, it's because of the apparent features. We don't go deep down into the character and personality of the other person. Apparently there's all good feelings around, and we deem those good feelings to be feelings of love and compassion, but that's not the case. It's basically based on our instincts that we reach out to the opposite sex because we are inclined to do so. As human beings having those animal instincts, but the human part, which is above that, which can take a person above the
to level higher of, levels,
to higher levels, and even above the levels of angels.
Yeah,
that human nature, that true divine nature, that beautiful nature. Of course, those instincts are part of that. It's a whole package. Those instincts are also a part of that beautiful creation of Allah Almighty. They have to be there. You cannot negate them. You cannot say, no, we don't want that. When we're talking about those feelings of apparent compassion and love and whatever we feel, that is also a necessary part of our character, of our personality. That is required. But if we want to have a good relationship, we have a positive relationship, a constructive relationship, we have to see both aspects. There's no human being who's going to be perfect in all aspects, but when we are going for a relationship, we should not go after the apparent features. People who are, for example, the celebrities, for example, they are supposed to make themselves look good because they get paid for looking good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's their job. It's their profession.
Yeah.
They want to promote
but
themselves.
But this never means that their entire life is this.
Of course, deep down, they may be not good people. They may be greedy people. They may be people who are deceitful, who are whatever. So it's not just apparent features you're attracted to. That is also, as I said, a part of it, but it's not the whole part. The whole part is below the surface. And what we should be looking for in other people, especially for the sake of entering into a
married
relationship
life.
And a married life, it is important that we see that true character inside, the knowledge, the positive feelings and emotions one has. Can I live with a person who is always looking down to me, down upon me as a second-rate thing, who he or she wants to manipulate for his or her own self? I mean, I need a person who can empathize with me, who can feel with me, who can have is accepting how I feel.
Yeah.
If a person is always wanting to impose his feelings and thoughts upon others, I can't bear such a person.
Yeah.
So I need to find out if that person is such. Maybe in the beginning he or she is showing off himself or herself to impress me, but at the later down the road I'm going to get into problems. So I have to find the real person inside. And of course, every human being has positives and negative aspects. You need to understand those, because when you go into marriage, for example, then you can't
change
it.
You actually come across a lot of things and you understand a lot of stuff that you have never understood before. Well, Professor, we would like to talk more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I am Zainab with Professor Naqavi, and we are discussing about love that we teach to our children, that we need to teach to our children. So Professor Naqavi, you have helped us understand that we got to teach our children to love people the way Allah loves us. Allah also sees our bad part. Allah also sees our worst part. And still He forgives us. Still He is with us. Still He showers His blessings over us all the time. So, but we fail to make people understand this. We fail to make our children actually realize this, that you got to be loving people. You got to be accepting others with their bads. So how is it possible? What makes it easy for us as parents to teach this thing to our children?
It is important that we practice what we claim and profess. When I want to show how I love, how my child should love others, I should show him or her that how I am loving him or her. How do I express my feelings to him? Sometimes we go to the extremes. Either it's we completely forget the wrongdoings of our children and we start, you know, pampering them and, you know, supporting them in every wrong activity they do. That is one extreme. The other extreme is that we scold them for each and every wrongdoing they do. So these are two extreme things which happen.
And that's what kind of mentality do they develop as they grow up?
But when we keep to the middle path and we say that we express our love for them, we express that we...
And we be moderate.
We say that we love you, but we don't like the action which you did. And as we said previously, the action which we do not like is because we want to show to him or our child that we love him, and therefore we don't want him to do something wrong, because that is which is going to affect his... character, which is going to have a bearing on his life. We don't want him to go down that wrong path.
Yeah.
So we say, despite the fact that you're doing, we love you, but we don't want you to do such and such thing, because it will be diminishing for your character, diminishing for your future. So the love that we express is we accept that number one, the inner beauty of the human soul has to be respected in any case, whether it's your own child or is anyone else's child. When it comes to your own child because he is something special or she is something special in your lives, it's because he or she belongs to you, he or she is your offspring, is a product, is a produce of your body and your soul.
It's a part of you.
It's a part of you. So you need to take special care. But the special care is that you, when you want
also to... Also express actually your anger or, you know, when you're not agreeing with something, your disagreement in a particular way. Well, Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. يا مقضي
الخيرات The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Raise your children to have three features. Love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we have had the pleasure to have Professor Nakavi with us in the studio, and we are discussing the important topic of love to be taught to children, especially the teens.
When we, for example, I always quote the example of a pigeon. When we want the pigeon, when it's young, we normally what they do is they, those who breed pigeons, they cut off the wings, the newborn's wings. So when he grows up, he develops new strong wings with which the pigeon can fly higher. So when we are able to do that with respect to our own children, I mean, it may feel painful. It will be painful for the child. It's like giving bitter medicine to your child, despite the fact that he is crying and doesn't want to drink it. But you, because of your love for him, you want him to drink that medicine because you want him to become better.
Yeah.
So if you want to, if you don't do that, if you don't try to control him in a manner that he may feel bad about it, but you need to impress upon him or her that we're doing this for your benefit. We're doing this for your
to take you out of sickness.
Well-being. You need to fly high, and to be able to fly high, you need to be. Control yourself. So when the time comes, you can fly. At this time, you're going to fly. I mean, many children, they want to do things which are things which grown-up people need to do, can do. But they want to do things. I mean, for example, we had a video some time ago that's a huge landlord was sitting in the car, a big car, a huge car, and a seven-year boy was driving, and he was sitting beside him. Now, there were many comments on the tweet, on the Twitter, that why is he's a member of the parliament maybe, and he's allowing his child of a seven-year-old child to drive a huge car, putting his life to danger. Now, what's happening? The child would have said, Baba, I want to drive your car. He said, okay, why not? So that's pampering.
To be at the service of the child all the time is pampering.
So you're trampling upon the law. You're trampling upon the fact that God forbid he can take you into the ditch.
He cannot see the dangers that you as a parent can see.
So we need to, you know, control things, and we need to tell our child that because we love you, we want you to become strong. But when things to be done are to be done at their proper time, and you need to get prepared for that.
All right. So, Professor, to put everything together, we have said so far, first of all, we have to teach our children, especially our teens, because teens are the ones who actually go on judging people apparently, that judgment on the basis of apparent features is not enough. You got to take a deep dive into the inner features, into the inner attributes of a person, so that you can actually know what kind of person it is. And then you should not confuse liking with loving, because loving is something that also includes the bad part of the person. You actually love someone with goods and bads, all the things. And such children do not develop problems in the married life or in the life ahead when they get into relationships. So... But now what in this episode was much more clearer was that when you teach your child to love people with their goods and bads, that never means that when people are doing wrong with you, do not be showing that disagreement. Do not be showing your, you know, you're not happy with it. So what is important is that to show your agreement and disagreement all the time, but in a respectful way. So how much is respect important over here?
Yes, it's very much important. It's like one of the hadiths which we have. It says, "Ahabbu ikhwani." I think it's from Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam. "Ahabbu ikhwani man ahda ilayya uyubi." My best of friends is a person who presents my wrongdoings, my mistakes as a gift to me.
All right.
In a wrapping, in a gift wrapping.
Exactly.
In a sweet coating. I want to present a bitter thing, but I want the person to not to lose his respect and his self-pride also. I want to give him dignity, and I want to present that to him, even my child, that, look, you are making a mistake. It's a bitter thing I'm talking about, but I need to maintain his respect also.
Yeah. Oh, well, Professor, thank you so much. We'll talk more about respect in the upcoming session. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.